Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, so today I'm joined by Eric, who I didn't mean to say you upset me. It was just your prediction thinking we'd lose. So what is it going to be today, Eric?
3-1 to us.
Yes, that's better. And how have you felt this season?
Good.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because you're going and seeing them?
Yeah.
Just like going to games, don't you?
Yeah.
That's good. Who's your favourite player?
Probably Anthony Elanga.
Elanga, that's good. And what's been your favourite moment?
Which is the best bit of the season so far?
Probably when we won 5-1
Leeds.
When we
beat Leeds? Yeah. Dirty Leeds, as Albert calls them.
Yeah.
Could be going down. That was I said to Albert 2 weeks
the
ago,
only thing that
watch,
we've got
look, at Leeds' going. Results.
Yeah.
But thank you. We will. And we'll be back next season. Ten Hag's Barmy
Army. What Barmy Army?
Jeez, Eric, keep the faith, as they would say. You're smiling, see, that's better. And we didn't lose 4-0 to Chelsea, so there's always hope.
I hope you had money on that. You said
I didn't.
You said
Cheers, lads. And how long have you been going, sir?
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Since 1967.
And what do you make of it all?
This year?
Yeah. Everything. Well, go on then, metaphysically.
Oh, right. I mean,
philosophically.
Really poor performances this season. I'm amazed we're going to finish sixth, which is what I think we will. And everybody knows this, root and branch change from the top right through. Ten Hag coming, that's a positive, but on its own it won't make any difference at all,
yeah.
To be honest. It needs... I mean, there's so much bloody confusion about who does what. What's Fletcher's role? What's Murta's role? What, you know, what are they all doing?
Yeah.
Forget the owners. I'm talking about what underneath.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I really think people need to go because they don't know about football, basically.
There's been a few comments that this has been as bad as people have known it. Would you agree? Or
yeah, because yeah. It's not just about the performances. It's because there's no hope. The performances aren't exciting. I mean, particularly since Solskjaer left. Yeah, it's dull.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that's
the,
what.
And for I've the first that. Time in 20 odd years, sometimes I have other things to do when United are playing. And that's never happened, as I say, for 20-odd years.
I hate to keep always interjecting with these, but I make the point in the editorial, I've found it dull under Ralph. And also the fact, I think it's 28 games where we haven't scored more than one, which is just criminal for this club.
But, and in the past, you'd have a bit of excitement.
Yeah. Who is your favourite? I always have to end on a high. Who is your favourite?
Currently?
Ever.
Ever?
Both?
Dennis Law. Dennis
King.
Law.
Look, you're smiling. Yeah.
Dennis Law, and then it'd have to be Cantona.
And now?
Oh. Really? I mean, De Gea's had a good season, but I feel really sorry for De Gea. He'll go under Ten Hag because he can't play out from the back.
Yeah, but he deserves to win things now.
Oh, he does. He should have gone to Madrid, shouldn't he? He should have gone Real Madrid.
500 appearances and he's only won one league title.
He should have gone. To be honest, I just don't think anybody is really... I mean, in terms of player of the season, you'd have to vote for De Gea. Although the hordes will vote for Ronaldo, won't they?
Yeah, but imagine life without Ronaldo this season.
Yeah, I agree with that. And there's that lovely debate in there. Is he the problem or is he the solution? He scores goals, he's scored hat-tricks, he's made it exciting again. But I don't think he is the solution in the long term.
And favourite game here?
Favourite game here?
Ever
or this season?
Ever, I think, because we haven't got many. I think it's a pool of two here. So
yeah, I suppose the Barcelona semi-final, but the that Real Madrid game when Ronaldo, Fat Ronaldo, went off.
Yeah.
There was something about that.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere there. And it'd have to be, was it Blackburn, the first time when we won the Premier League, and that coming up here and there. Oh, yeah, that was just...
Gets the blood going. We may do this again next week, a quick one, but thank you, lads. I didn't mean to stop you.
Pleasure.
Cheers, Eric. Who's scoring?
Ronaldo 2 and Sancho 1.
Yes, love it. Right, cheers, lads. See you later. Right, it's Red News Podcast 148, and that was a happy interlude with Eric, who nearly got the score right, so that's good. That was lovely, actually. And I'm joined by Nick. Paul's going to join us. We've actually saved... Well, I can't remember, because I've had such a nightmare with happy memories this season that that's probably the most fun I've had at Old Trafford since Leeds. And I've had to leave early. I haven't had to leave early, so let's try and... some sellers have... stayed in, some near Nick left at 73. As I maintain, it's not catcalling, and I don't want to hopefully wake up and everyone's squabbling. My view is, for myself, I've written about them for 17 years, so if I can't myself now, and I did, do I ultimately think it would peter out? Apparently there wasn't that many doing it. It's not digging at people, but I do think if the opportunity was a dead rubber game, then it certainly won't happen in the numbers. And it's a complicated one because it's not a lecture. It's we all do United differently. There's people taking their kids. There's people who want to switch off and who don't agree with us. So how you get this melting pot? But I was glad that I saw a good performance and we didn't slap ass leave. We're losing. We played quite well. Nick is looking heavy because he's been on a stag do and just returned, and I've literally used every ounce of persuasion to get him here as a broken man. So we'll tell the joke. He was talking about Ralph and why he didn't have involvement with Eric. And I said, well, basically, you know, like Andy got loads of stick, Andy Mitten, for saying about Ralph being ostracised. And Nick went, oh, was that quite a good joke about Austria? I'm like, no, you know me, I'm a lumpen idiot. I'm not that clever. But the vibes were, you know, he wanted involvement. I'll speak to Ten Hag. The club said no, concentrate on the football. So he's taken the Austrian thing, and it's earlier than predicted. But the vibes have been, it's not doing anyone's bidding like Fletcher's mate, or you're doing it because, you know, just the people. And it's not like players. It's normal staff at Carrington who say, like, read the mag, sorry, that's the lot. No, it was not the last. But Phil Lynch, you know, did a big speech to all the staff and he kept saying, metaverse. And they were trying not to piss themselves because in front of their bosses. But so Ralph was ostracised. But today, it was okay against a Brentford side who were on the beach, to be fair. But Delow did well. I slagged him off. So if you do okay, you can't... Is that it? Podcast over then. So I've made that joke about three times in 5 years. Matter was great. Yeah. Give it till Matter to the end of next season.
Yeah, even Matic had a good game as well, didn't he, really, to be fair. It was alright, it was a nice watch. There wasn't anyone that played horrifically badly, was it? You know, it says a lot really when over the last like month or so, and I said to you, didn't I? I said, you know, Ronaldo looks like he's up for every game at the moment. Which is great, as you should be. Why wouldn't you be? You know, but he looks really fine and really pumped up for it, and it's kind of tried to bring a few other players to level. He's pointing at people and telling them where they should be. He basically walked Dalot through that second half for 25 minutes.
Most of them do try and walk Dalot, and which makes me worried that surely at his age you should know your positioning. But he had a good... Yeah. I wouldn't... You know, they all looked... There was some movement. There was some... It was better than okay.
Yeah.
And I went in. We all went in with a bit of a heavy heart.
It's a game that they knew they could win.
It's a dead rubber.
But I reckon they just sat there and thought, well, we could definitely beat these today. We've had tough games, haven't we? You know, obviously we played Arsenal. We've been on banging form. We've been playing Chelsea. You know, played very well away from home. And you know, we played the Scousers as well. It's like we've had three tough games in a row, really. That at any time of us being good would have been hard. So this is a good game for me, really, to get the chins up. Right? It's a shame this couldn't have come in the middle.
If this came in September.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, it might have been.
No, but as you say, like, I had a nightmare this morning. No one. There no trains. And my train broke down on the route that I was supposed to, miss the connection. So it took... I left my door at 8 o'clock this morning. I got to Piccadilly at 2:30 this afternoon. And I was like a bit sunken. Oh, Brentford at home, not another one. And I honestly said to Nick, we won't win today. So to actually think the football was pleasant on the eye. And it's not... I don't. There'll be a lot, I bet, it's usually at these moments I'll post a tweet and I'm not trying, I don't know, like some people are so sure on the internet, I'm adamant, I know 100% the right way and what the way I'm saying it is completely the right way in life. And I think I'm indecisive about fucking everything, I don't know. And the older you get, the less you know. So they'll all be arguing what the right thing, and you did this and you didn't do that. And you think, ultimately, it's still in the news about the Glazers. It's never for me knocking someone who did this and who didn't do this. It goes back to that massive broad church about United. Going back, you know, like, the most... United is an untamable beast. None of us are in control. As I say, taking it back to the mag, you know, like, thanks to everyone, 1,100 games sold. People still don't know a fanzine. Why should they? Because why should we be? But we fight for 375 subscribers and hope that like 100 of you bought the mag today. Thank you so much. That's more. I didn't bring enough. But it's like no one has a divine right. But equally, they'll be satisfied in Florida again. And it's like, however we do it, how do we get the pressure? And I'm not ultimately saying they're in no position. You know, they're not near a sell. They're not in the universe of selling. But something's got to change, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Nobody knows what it is. I don't think people know how to go about getting that change, do they? And as you say, everyone's in a disagreement with each other as to what they should do. And it's like, even in our WhatsApp group, with the sellers are all split on everything, aren't they? And it's like, you know, so it's a nightmare. But I said the same thing to you, because we got the tram here, didn't we? And you left on 73, and I said, for me now, I said, I've been selling Red News, didn't I, to you for 11 years. And I said, you know, I feel like if I'm backing that and I believe in what the mag is and what it does, then you have to try with these things, don't you? And it's exactly what you said. And I think that, you know, people are going to support the club in their own way. And it's not, as you say, it's not telling on anyone else to support and do whatever they should. But if something's going to be on, then you can't sit there and kick back and moan about the Glazers if you're going to sit there and do nothing at the same time. So there's got to be an element of...
But lad said today, you know, good lad, look, I know, I can remember them protesting about Louis Edwards. And I said, you know, yeah, and we always are as football fans. We are disassociated, dissatisfied. But the Edwardses were small fry. You know, they fucking dodgy me. This lot, a billion out. And it's not the transfer. You know, I feel we're getting lost in that, oh, they've wasted one point. It's terrible that they've wasted 1.3 and the wages. But it's the money going out. You know, that even since the Super League and the bollocks that they came out with and the lies of, you know, I've always believed in tradition as they tried to butcher the game, that they've still sold another 120 million of shares. So It upsets me greatly that a family who have such a control over the thing we love don't care. And the only thing they care about is that cash. And they will be going to bed tonight quite satisfied. But it's more, for me also, it's I've never felt a disassociation and disengagement with a club that I love as right now. And it just, there are two people who have gone United for over 50 years and had season tickets in one case over 50 years. And United don't know yet, but they're jacking them in. And it's a lot of things. It's travel, as we've gone over. It's expenses. But also the concession thing. And they've had tears in their eyes tonight, as I've sold saying. This is, they'll go as... They'll try and get tickets as and when. Their last games. And I feel like the club's in condescending emails. They're patronising. Or they're almost like bordering on North Korean, like threatening language that they use for the people that we're giving them the money. That they make in the turgidest season, they make those Reds who are going to Brighton for a 5:30 kickoff on that journey where the traffic will be horrendous and everything will be a ball lake. They'll say to X number of them, you've got to pick up your ticket. But it won't be done like, they should be handing flowers. You know, they should have a member of the squad hugging everyone at that pickup going, thank you. But they won't. It will be aggressive stares like, we're treating you like shit on a shoe. And I've never felt for the thing that I love and I've always wanted to do, and I don't want to talk politics and I don't want this, I don't want everything overhanging, but as a fanzine you're bought out of fucking, you know, not militancy but like protest, but everything adds together, you know, like you get a text and you think it's never nice, it's never the language of thanks, You know, like, if I was, like, a new era, I'd go, send them all. We'd all take the piss, but send them all a text and say, thanks for supporting us all this season.
You would take the piss, we're not.
Right.
That'd be dreadful, wouldn't
but,
it?
But, you know, like, we're obviously very wary of Richard Arnold, and again, shall I get all the mag plugs in one go? Look, thanks to everyone. But, you know, Richard Arnold is speaking to the expat, and he's been quite, whether this is canny or arrogant, he's been quite... that it's getting known that I'm spending hours talking to, you know, the ambassadors, I'm talking to football people. Now, which is good, because they're getting he's hearing about United. But I'd also like that he's speaking to football elite people, not just about United's history, it's about the future. Sorry, Nick, I'm dominating. But you get what, I feel it's many things that make me, my maelstrom of emotions about United. The core is the root cause.
Yeah, it's the thing is with it as well is that, as we always say, it's hard because it's all compounded by the fact that Liverpool and City are doing so well at the moment, isn't it? You know, I mean, if that really is what thing makes me... And I feel, you know what I'm like with football? I'm obsessed with it. I am, you know, like, that's not just with United, that's the wider football. I'll watch any football. But I don't want to watch any football. Never mind, United don't want to watch anything. Just want to stay well clear of it, because it's just all...
Well, it doesn't exist. Like, it's the champions... like someone said today, you know, what do you think of their... I'll explete it out chances. And I said, none of that's... I don't look at the league table whenever all the groups are talking about permutations. Yeah. I don't... I can't do it. I fast forward all of their lot. I never watch it. It would sum up the shittiest times that... just doom is about to happen.
I think, was it you? But
Barcelona fans had a walkout the other day because of the way that their club gave the Frankfurt fans, and the whole of their lower main ultra tiers. Again, it sounds like you lecture people and have a go. There's a couple of things, like, sorry, I brought it back to the mag. I'm obsessed, you know. But Tom Hulley said that his dad bought him a copy when he was five, in 1994. And he's now buying the mag. And that, I even told my missus, and she said, that's, and she looks at me like everything, like, what are you doing, you nutter? But we had a thing, sorry, I'm trying to look at notes while I'm recording, so this is a bit shambolic. Help me, Nick, I can't swim. But I'm going, there's a couple of things. Delo, I've made a note of why was Norwich repeatedly, so this is a, why is Delo repeatedly being told at Norwich, well, at home, where to go? Nick, you made copious notes after the Everton defeat as a therapeutic thing. Do you remember this? You sent a note after the Everton defeat that was about 4 pages long, and you said I had to write it down about each individual player. Arsenal, I made a thing. There was an injury in the first half, and Arteta had them all round him, and all the Arsenal players were round him taking advice, and our lot didn't even talk to each other. So, but why don't slag them off when they've done all right, cos? Right, hard to articulate the disassociation I feel. Then, we had a thing during the game, what's your favourite United side? And what's the classification? This is more shambolic than usual. No, sorry. Yeah. And this is because I haven't had a drink.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Sorry, Nick.
Well, no, we were saying.
And I keep saying sorry. Why did you say sorry? I'd say sorry to Avram's big ring, wouldn't I? Fuck you.
Yeah. Thanks. Right, groveling on the floor.
I wouldn't. That is a tough right.
Favourite United song?
Right, no. Well, I've got an obtuse one. I thought to say that United, my Lee Grant moment today was Mike Dobbin, God rest his soul. People who remember him, he travelled the world, every game United, and he never gave it the big one. But and there are a few. There's a mate of Dobbin who still goes, is hardly messed a game but never wants it profiled. But Mike was never the I don't know, the term would be he could be quite reserved with people. And I saw him at Gothenburg 94 at 3 o'clock in the morning. It might have been the night after the game. And here's a song. You're my pigeon, you're my dove, you're United, you're the one I love. And there was something, and we both sang it and hugged each other in the middle of a Gothenburg street. And I thought, it's a balmy song, it makes no sense unless you say, you're my pigeon, you're my dove, that they're birds that come home. And I don't know, I tried to meaningfully, we're talking about, but you're right. So what's your favourite United song?
I was going to say, what's your favourite United song? You got a bit sidetracked in the game, didn't
you? Paul's joined us, sorry. Why say sorry all the time? Oh,
fucking ass.
To whom? I'm a flagellist. Get me a whip and I'll start fucking whipping my back. No, that's not in that sort of way.
Yeah, it is, yeah. You do that enough by going on to watch your night. Don't need to whip yourself.
My favourite song, I like You're Beating My Home and You're Beating My Way. Mark was walking down a white road.
We've won the league, we've won the cup, we've been to Division 2, but I think the obtuse United song, you're my pigeon, you're my dove.
And that's the number one theme, isn't it?
Yeah, should we pause this and then return when we've corrected this shambolic? We've not done well so far. Let's hope this part of the podcast is better now we've got the sophistication of Paul to join us. I do love your moustache is trendy. As a piss take, you won't get better.
Well, I was singing that in a bar last night in Ghent on this stag do about two o'clock this morning, and another lad started finishing the lyrics from the other side of the bar. So shout out to him, because that was
from Gorton.
He's from Drawsden, that lad. Came straight over and he said, "Recognise your accent? Where you from?" He said, "Live in Whitefield."
A shout out, if we're allowed to do such. Horrible wording shout outs to Les who came up and went, "Who the fuck suggested getting away fans on it?"
And Nick went,
"We could get some really intelligent away fans." I said, "If it's the equivalent of us, we'd just get literally in a row and people shouting abuse at us." We said Varane looked about fucking 20 years older today.
Scored a goal.
And then Nick said, "That's because United have just aged him." Yeah, scored a goal. Yeah. And perfect timing. Go on, Paul, you're going to.
You have unreeled out, didn't you?
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't get in until after 20 minutes.
Because I just thought
I'd do it at both ends. But I was talking with Ben and it was raining and we decided to walk and whatever.
Ah, that hence Ben's gone over the 5 pints.
I think three. I told him he couldn't go to 5. I found it a bit of a non-event, if I'm honest. Because I think it was the last home game of the season, and I think, you know.
But as a non-event, I actually enjoyed it. That's how low my expectations.
Yeah, they're competition, really.
But they were on the beach. But even that, at least we won. This is us. When was the last time? I'm going to jump ahead.
Go on. Highlight was a proper penalty. Just hit the ball and put it in the back of the net. Not all this mucking about.
Ronaldo has. I mean, like I've been saying for a while, 25 goals or whatever it is. I would, and who the fuck Ronaldo would go, how, you know, like to offer an opinion. I've been saying, let's get rid. But I'd have him on the wing. Could you get away with him on the wing and then get a proper. No,
you can't.
No, because I just think his makeup. He can't get away with him.
Yeah, but he was on the wing today. Langer was more forward than.
I wouldn't have re-signed it. If I'm totally honest, I'm in Nathan's camp. I wouldn't have re-signed it. But I have to take my hat off and say it's phenomenal what he's done. And as a player over his career, I have to admire his pure professionalism and dedication.
Yeah.
And you can't take that away from him. But I just think he wouldn't be content in not being number one. He wouldn't be prepared to play, regardless of his age, I don't think he'd be prepared to play a backup role.
Yeah, no. Well, he saw his arse when he was dropped from.
That's just
was
his,
it Brentford.
Yeah, that's just his makeup. Way. That's his makeup.
Oh, we've got
to. But I will say it's pretty damning that.
Yeah, we shouldn't be relying on him.
I don't know. We missed, obviously, as we'd left Mata. I presume he's waved off. But the two players who've had professionalism and in the dressing room, apparently, Matic and Mata.
Yeah.
Look classy with the ball recently, and like it's no coincidence that if you do get better players, better technical players, better technique, creative players,
it improves the whole.
They do. Even Matic has had his best, as I say, like maybe because he's going, "I'm out away from this shit show." Hallelujah.
Yeah, but in fairness, he's done well, I think.
I said, bang on, he'll join a club and he'll win something somewhere. That's
I don't know
just.
How old is he?
How old is he? 35 or something.
How old is he?
He's about
30. But what did you make of the protest?
Well, I wasn't there before because I didn't get into it late. I wasn't outside. I was just walking from the pub.
You were one of the very few doing a both sides.
Yeah, but I wasn't outside. There was evidently something going outside, but I was just late leaving the pub. Basically, it was.
You didn't want to get wet.
You're not worried about getting on time. Oh, no, let's have another pint. So, and then afterwards, I was singing about getting glazes out, looking at the ground with all the aliens around me, looking at them as if I'd just come off the moon. But unfortunately, we scored the goal at the wrong time because they hadn't kicked off again really before the 17 minutes. So those that were walking out was all sort of lost in the celebration, everyone sitting down. I mean,
Mark's argument and the group was, you know, it's not enough people know about it, but.
No, that's possibly true. But
hey, I only found out about it 2 hours before kickoff.
Yeah, but you've been in a drunken stupor.
No, fairness, I was prepared.
Still am.
It was until you told me at Piccadilly that it was after. I'd seen something and I thought, yeah. But
I wonder how they'll feel that, you know, like, I don't know who the group are, honestly. Like, because I say it's time for other people to have an idea. So will they feel deflated? Will they feel, and again, like, how do they, they've got to do the minefield of not rowing with people and going, yeah, well, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to try and, you know, like, all the different, I'm going to understand. And as I say, like, I seriously respect, because there are people who've made a lot of sacrifices to get there tonight. The one, I'm a tree hugger at heart. Like, I'll get on with any fucker apart from the Glazers.
Obviously, communication is the thing, but we're all walking out in 73 minutes, but it wasn't, what we're doing then, are we going home?
Yeah.
Are we doing something outside the ground? There wasn't enough information out there, really. I mean, lots of us left in 73
but then
minutes,
that's,
but then we just walked to the tram. Should we have been outside protesting or something?
Twitter is not the real world, you know, like, Twitter doesn't rep, it is for a lot of passionate people. And myself, I get there sometimes and I'm looking at it, but there's thousands of people who aren't on it. I know a good few, but what you missed is I just feel like I've never felt as disenchanted with United, and it's not about results. It's not the not caring, the gutless and the dull football. That's why I quite enjoyed tonight, because it wasn't dull.
No,
but I've felt like about our club. Like,
they
felt
they were opposition tonight, though, so therefore it was easy not to be dull, because they were just.
But they're all
just swanning around, really, weren't they?
Like, but the pickups, yeah. Nick, and sorry, Paul, you're going to Brighton, and, but I'm still going to treat you like shit. You think, I understand if it's Arsenal, I understand if it's Liverpool. No, I don't understand, but do you know what I'm saying? If it's a bit, but Brighton at 5:30, end of the season, we're going to make you like.
Yeah,
and then, but then Nick went, we were talking one of our random tangents during the game, and I said, I do think Liverpool are getting decisions from the sound of it. Like, people are posting clips on the internet. You know, so not that I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I said, it looks like some of the things people are posting. And Nick went, you've gone full on.
No, today you want
to step away from Michael Douglas and falling down, you know.
Today on Twitter, it was obviously a Liverpool fan saying, if City win the league by 1 point, then it should go to a playoff and all that. So what happens then? So if it was the other way around, but they had the same view, if whoever, Lewis Hamilton won the championship by 1 point, should they have a race off? If whatever horse wins a Grand Astronaut knows, it was, should it be rerun?
Deepest Red who posted, look, so they'll hand their two titles back in the 70s that they won by fucking 1 point.
I'd also like to add in there as a caveat as well, is I'll get my hate of the week in there early.
Go on.
It's an obvious one, because it is Liverpool fans in general is my every hate of the week, but specifically this one, because there's a lad at my work who's a Blue, and he said to me this week, he said, have you seen they've done a poll for the greatest Premier League team ever?
No.
Quite recently. He's about the greatest Premier League team ever. And the Scousers have voted heavily.
Sorry, Nick, go on.
They voted for themselves, for the team that came second to City in the year that they didn't win it. They finished on 97 points. They voted for that as the greatest team in Premier League history that didn't even win the league that year.
They didn't win it,
that is just like.
But I feel myself becoming as bitter as they'd accuse, you know, like. We had it too good for too long, and it.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know.
Yes,
but it's like, maybe it is all compounded, and
But only, just an utter shit show.
The only nonsense battle because they only won it by a point. It doesn't matter. You've both had the same games, both had the same opportunities. 1 point is 1 point.
Well, we shouldn't be talking, but I've got anyway, a dreadful go feeling. And this is how mad, you know, like you feel like you see a score and you go, oh, City won. Few, you know, that's a horrible. Fergie, again, speak out. It's your legacy. The portrayal of you four, you know, like. We go round and round in circles on this. And fuck, it is the end of the season.
Anyway, we've got a good trip to Brighton on Saturday. Good day by the seaside. Be manic because
everyone will be picking up.
yeah, got to pick up. But Brighton.
But make sure you take your duplicate tickets with you if you've got one.
Brighton.
Well, when did we become such a petty? Like as I say, so I'd missed my connection. The next one was 2 hours. From Doncaster, so someone said go Sheffield, and I thought this, go Sheffield and then I'll get in earlier and I can see Paul earlier, and then the Doncaster Manchester was still running, so we're going to charge you. And
that's,
I thought,
ridiculous.
It's Bank Holiday Monday, I've been stuck, I couldn't hear, it was Norman Collier every time he came on to tell us the train had broken down. And I said, I'm saying the same things because they're relevant. We're a clipboard, jobs worth. Fucking nation.
Without getting
political,
renationalise the railways. Awesome.
But what, you did say that. Like, why? What?
Hey, I've been talking about nationalising the railways.
No, but it's not. But it doesn't. It's a nonsense when you have people running same routes.
Got a valid train.
And if your train is fucked. We're just getting angry. Let's smash the pub up.
There's no need for
any of the shit, though. But it's like today, I saw one of the stewards, and they're not. God, you know, they stand there checking the bag sizes. But he had, like, and he was going.
You didn't have a gauge, did you?
It was as if he had a ruler. And the poor girl, obviously, never been to Old Trafford. You got the highlight, and he was going, like, I think you'll find that's above A5 size. And I just thought. What a
I feel sorry for you too, though, because you being a bit older, you've seen things be a bit more sort of, you know, looser. I'm now just.
Well, that's why he was writing in the second division season.
But I used to bring a bag when the kids were young. I used to bring all three of them. I used to bring like whatever you call them, like airline bags with whatever Uno and colouring pencils and all sorts of stuff in. And you swing it in the ground.
Now the faster one.
Now you just to leave it.
Yeah, but unless it's the megastore bag. Spend a fucking fortune. Yeah. And I know we're saying.
So all you need to get a megastore bag and make it like a bag for life and bring everything else inside it. Bring your
coats. I am turning into Victor Meldrew. I know that, but fuck me.
You only just realised.
Well, yeah, in fact, people don't. Oh, I don't know.
It's this United side, that's what it is. It's driving you mad.
Yeah, but tonight they didn't. Like so this is probably why we're this podcast so disjointed. We can just sit, go on a rant. But we've actually won a game of football. A game of football.
I know, Bonnie, but it was just mediocre. Do you not think it was just like a mediocre sort of.
No, I was. My toes were quivering a little bit because some of the football was nuts. It was eye pleasing. And it's so rare that we've said that. They actually, Matic and Mata, or Mata to Fernandes, he had a good game. He's up for it. Just want 11 players to care for the show.
Well,
yeah.
Today as well.
Goes back to the line.
I keep saying to you, how long have we been talking? They're going, why don't we put crosses into the box? We put them into 2 or 3 goals with crosses.
No, but we know, like Ronaldo, we've been, his effort. But he wasn't getting the ball, and he's suddenly getting the ball. I don't know like what the stats would be, but he scored a lot of goals in the last 6 weeks.
That's probably because
you're involved. Yeah, but he's involved in that. But it does make it matters not the, you know, like yeah, Mata has to go.
It's terrible, really, when you think.
But we were saying earlier in the season, Mata deserves minutes. You know, like October. Yeah. Why is he not getting any time under Ollie at the end? Why was he not getting any time on? You know, you see the same players over and
how
over again.
How old is he now?
Oh, he's got a 34. And playing Spain.
How old is he?
I don't know, give him a contract.
About 44.
We're getting away from this, giving. Like Nick said, we'll sign him up for a year on the back of this.
We will sign him up for. He'll get a year's extension on his farm for the last couple of games.
No.
I'd rather him than Lingard, does. I'd rather him than Lingard.
Hey, we're on that, but would you tell me you want to put it past them to sign him for another year?
No, apparently he's waved off, and he.
But my dream and my belief he's Ten Hag. He keeps you what, and he just if he produces a young side.
He has to buy one or two.
He's got to buy one or two. It's a bit like going back to back in the day when we were and we were. George Graham for a couple of seasons and Jim McCallum for a couple of seasons. And all they had a bunch of other youngsters that were like the old football machine. We put all the handles down, they all went forward and some came back.
If when Matic was waving and if Matt as well, if Pogba had come on today, like being
someone
fit,
would have shot him.
No, but if he'd have fucking waved off goodbye, I would have been like running on the pitch with excitement, like ban me now, I'm happy.
But how embarrassing is it they've done a lap of honour and some bloody people have stayed to applaud and round the ground? That's disgusting, I think.
Yeah, but again, it goes. Say I had Albert.
But that's why
my point being when you weren't here is there are 76,000 of us and we are all so different. Like we squabble on a seller's weekend trip, you know, what are we going to do, where are we going to, I get, and because it means so much we all want to preach and
yeah, I'll get it in front of the family stand or whatever, but
I know what you're saying,
old school Reds, whatever you want to call it.
Are we ever going to be united? But it felt going back to, I know, like I always go, Paul, what was it like in the second of it? But it did seem like a mass, Uncle Albert, but it did seem a fucking united.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone was singing.
Everyone was together, yeah.
But why? Because you were all young.
There's a lot, I suppose, young, and it was us against the world. You know, we've always been hated, but we've probably hated more then than we are now.
We're not hated as much now, are we?
No, we're not winning.
It's like you look, as I said, and I mentioned earlier, but the City fan at my work is like, I hate Scousers more than I hate you. That's what he says. So,
well, there were examples. There were people like I'd meet randomly, like once a year, and if we lost heavily, they'd send a text, "How are you doing?" You know, like, none of that. I don't get any of that.
I get nothing now.
Well, you have one fan from every club as your mate.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I've got one Leeds fan, I've got one City fan, I've got one Scouser that I talk to, and that's it. I keep them there.
On Saturday, when I took the grandchildren to World Side, and behind was with Brentford season to get older, ironically, and my lads, and they were talking about football, and I was saying about being united and whatever. And normally you'd get the, come from London, and they just went, "You're rubbish now, aren't you?"
I prefer it when we're kicking off with someone, like, you know, like that hatred of your United. Yeah. Why do you support them?
Yeah.
And I think, where do you come from? I'm a Liverpool fan from Stoke. And they're getting aggressive with you.
Yeah.
That's gone. We need a company, sorry. We need a fucking, I hope Ten Hag's got
something about him that he's kicking off.
We need a couple though, don't we? That's the thing. We need to.
We played QPR about in 93 or so, and Jerry Francis with his fucking moppy hair that I'm jealous of.
Yeah.
And Fergie kicked off with him, and they almost had a fight. And I was in the QPR, I blagged through someone in the QPR
schooling.
Director's
Where's
box. Free, I was in the director's box, free drink, everything. Pissed out of my head. Every time we scored, you're not supposed to do that. But watching it, the fans were going mental with Fergie. And you think, his genius was in an innocuous game at QPR. I think when it started well and we won, I think it wasn't the gigs he won, it was 3-2 or something. But he knew, like, this is the moment. Kick off and the players respond to it. That's what we need.
If QPR hate
you, then you're doing the job. What, you know, like,
yeah, but Barney, we need a couple of players on the pitch that are going to kick it off.
Fernandes will, though.
But you see that with Klopp now, though. It's true, though. But my point is, though, is that it's right, and that it shows that works, isn't it? But it's one of those where, if we got beat, we'll get to a stage where we've got beat at a weekend. You get a text message of someone going, "Yeah, you got beat this weekend." It's like,
we've said this. If we are on a fucking lost loop of endless repeating what we've always said, that Klopp had that West Brom game, we took the piss out of him, and we said, "What a fucking fool, 2-0 at home against West Brom." But he knew that that was part of his, dare I say, that horrible word, process. to get them. Now, he obviously didn't realise it would be as fucking successful, but he hoped it would. Now, that was, whatever, 18 months into it. We have to, irrespective of what's happening or nothing's happening or everything's happening against the Glazers, I feel strongly, passionately, the next season's a write-off. I want to see better football. I want to see a few games like today. But we have to say for 18 months we are going to put up with absolute dog shite. We might even be embarrassed that we fucking celebrate a late equaliser against the likes of West Brom.
Because
we have to, we have to trust it. It might go completely to shit. But if we're calling for Ten Hag's head in fucking March, then I will despair. And I will hate myself for it. As I said, and this is the man who celebrated Moyes' charity shield. I know. And now I'm by that April, I went, yeah, it's the right thing, he gone.
You see, I celebrate Moyes' charity shield because winning, as we've said on air, I think we said it on Thursday night, anyway, that winning breeds winning mentality. It's like, even if you can win something as small as that, and it's, you beat Wigan or whoever it was we beat.
Yeah, but, I think, yeah.
And your point then was...
Zaha was going to be again? A well beat. No, but what I'm saying is, we have to write off the next 18.
You're trusting it, though, but the problem is, though, is that we tried to get that under Moyes, and then quickly after 6 months, we knew it wasn't going to work, and it was just like, no, it's not. And then you get, you know, Van Gaal, whatever comes in, and you think, God, okay, we'll trust it, let's see what happens here. And you finish fifth, and then suddenly people's, the red start going. And then you get Mourinho that comes in, and you think, fucking hell. And half the United fans are like, well, we don't want him anywhere near the football club. And the other half thinking, well, we might be able to win something, and he might burn out. Yeah, well, yeah, I know your views on Jose, fucking hell. But my point is, though, is that people won't trust the process, though, because if it quickly goes that way,
but Van Gaal got 2 years. Jose got two and a bit. Two and a half. Sorry, was it two and Ollie got even longer.
See, I
just think if we're in a cycle of the same things happening and the insanity of it. And let's hope. The vibes are Murta is working, you know, like people tell me. Murta is working his bollocks off. Now, we don't know if he is elite level, but he is trying. And as I say, for the staff at, shall I say it? By the mag. But the staff who contacted said, for once, it's usually Woodward who took these reviews, and it was Murta taking the football review recently, apart from the metaverse bollocks. But it was Murta going, this is what we're doing. So... We cannot
trust the process, haven't you, in a way?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, even myself, it's not like a call, it's myself. I don't want to be going, in March, I'm unsure about Ten Hag. I can't, we've done that. We've fucking done it.
Not most, 60% is an easy of fans. They walk through the door and they're not even really worried about the style of football. They just want to walk in, see some goals, win, and go home. We've got to be prepared to ride this out. And
well, I'm the biggest twat going, but there were a lot of people filming nearly the whole game today, weren't they, around us? And I know. I don't get why you'd want to watch. At least that was a win, so I suppose. Yeah, but not like.
Watch it back then. But people are doing it at Arsenal, but the lad who was stood next to me at Arsenal. He was just following Ronaldo with his phone for like 25 minutes. It's like you could see he'd never been to a game of football in his life.
Do you know I admire the fanboys? There were Christian Eriksen fanboys today. 5 Danish lads, and they came up and said, he's our hero, not Ronaldo. It's like, you are in a small cult there, but fair fucking
good play.
He was, but would we have him? We talked about this. We had this during the game. Alanga did him.
And Alanga put him on his ass.
But
so
he showed a turn of speed against Matic. But I'd show a turn of speed against Matic. But in the Glazonomics, he's a free transfer.
He's got an announce.
So he's another. The next matter.
He's got an announce.
And we'll be going in a year's time. Didn't he play well in that dead rubber line?
No, but he's got that.
Go on, Nick, you were going to say.
But who knows?
I think the thing is, why I'm hoping it's different this time now under Ten Hag is, as I was trying to say before, my point was, it's like, if it wasn't set on Moyes, you know, we knew that wasn't going to be amazing.
We are. There's a lot of fans of teams up. I'd still say he wasn't given.
I don't believe he was given. But given his time again, I think he would have done it differently as well. But anyway, that's history. But people didn't want him in. He wouldn't have been the overwhelming first choice from United fans. Van Aal was not the overwhelming choice from Man United fans. Jose Mourinho was not the overwhelming choice. Solskjaer wasn't. But Ten Hag is. Now, I don't pretend to know anything about Dutch football, and I definitely don't know anything about it. I've taken more of an interest since we've been looking.
I thought, well, the amount of world football you watched. What did the Dutch don't know?
Well, the only time I ever see Ajax is when I'm watching Champions League. I don't sit there and... But, I have to say, when we were in that bar in Bruges yesterday, obviously it's quite Dutch influence, isn't it? The Ajax, one of the Ajax games was on. So we've sat there and I'm trying to watch it and take more of an active interest in them. But he is the overwhelming favourite, though. So my point here is that I'm hoping that everyone gets behind it, and that's why it might be good this time. And you have to cling to some form of hope. And it was nice.
Yeah, there's always fucking... Like, why would we do half of what we do? Like literally, why... There's always got to be... I am quite... Like, by chance, because they did all these daft contracts and some of them are ending, there's a massive opportunity this summer, whether they like it or not. There's two players who I personally want gone who are going. There's a new manager coming who will have a fresh start. There's hopefully feeling, sorry Mike, who's not stuck to the dog, but he cannily moved away from his usual spot because it might have been leaking. Did you notice he was a bit... But like, so there is, by chance and by circumstance, there is a natural turnover of people. So that's what gives me hope. But like, so hope. But... If the top is fucking broken, why we are a broken record in the mag for 18 years is these lot at the top are only interested in one thing, and we'll be sold a lot more lies, you know. Well, but
that's the bottom line.
I love United. I love the community. Seeing everyone, I can't. Why do we do what we do? It's because of the faces and the people. I've heard more than you today. Certainly you. But I've actually, like, I thought, and I went in like, Victor Meldrew. No, but I did. I fucking enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I'm good.
You said okay.
Well, the third goal made it better.
You are literally nearly almost asleep. Right. Won't prolong. You have gone beyond the call.
I'm feeling better now.
Do you want another pint then?
No, I don't want another pint. It's like water.
Water's a beer in Belgium, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what he said. Now he's become a beer fucking connoisseur, like a football connoisseur. Well, you're a football snob because you don't like fucking Dutch football.
You get the old menu out.
We don't get it over here.
Did you talk to anyone about... No, you're in Belgium, yeah, so...
Why would I do that? They wouldn't give me a fuck, would they?
I knew that was coming out of my mouth. When I added it and thought, please take that back.
Where is he now? Under the table?
Well, it's probably...
Is he ruined?
No, it's a bit late.
He's entertaining two Italian females today at Old Trafford, shall we say.
Is he?
He is indeed.
His lady is back, who he's not seen for 2 weeks. So a choice of me, you and Nick, or his girlfriend.
There's two of them entertaining him, so I'm hoping his ball's deep in the
three-way. Oh, for God's sake, Nick, you can't say that. Right, have you got any... That'll be edited out. Fucking hell.
8 to 8.
Oh, I'll keep it in just to spite you.
I
look
good.
I'm going to do Barney's 8 to 8.
Go on.
Long-winded train journeys.
Yeah, I said yours is definitely trains.
Pettiness, though, just like clipboards.
Happy Hectors.
It's like, and the Sheffield to Manchester, never that train, anyone who's done it, is at the best of times, it's always mobbed. It's like, so the day that you know that there's loads of services not even running, anyone with a brain go, I'll put on four carriages, not two.
You know,
like, why do we have, and you think, there were people who were trying to get to airports. They had massive suitcases and things. We're like sardines. Absolutely.
We still don't do that with the tram.
That was my hate of the week.
We still don't do that with the tram here, and it annoys me. And I've had seen people there's a depot, isn't there, near Abraham Moss, you know, at Queen's Road depot there, and you go past it on the tram, and I've seen people kick off when you're like, crammed in on a single tram, and you're thinking, why have we not got a double tram, and the Met people are on there, and you're like, well, we haven't got enough trams. I'm like, we're going past the depot, they're all fucking there. Just
I know someone, who the tube used to be, pre all this shit, used to be like mobbed. And he once went, he was hungover and he got a bit ahead of himself. So he went, move down there. And pretty much the whole carriage went, wanker. And wouldn't, no one would budge. And I said, that fucking served you right. Let that be your lesson. Right, your hate of the week, Nick.
Well, it was that Liverpool fan poll thing. I still don't understand how you can vote to say that you're the greatest team.
Stop mentioning them, please. They don't exist.
I'm just making sure that people are aware that they're stupid. You know, so
Paul, or have you got my one? Mine will be, I hope. I hope United fans don't fall out. That'll be my hate of the week, is please, we've got enough. There's only one enemy. I know he will. But let's also hope that we keep shining a light on them. And that, we've got one more we'll do next Friday. And
Friday?
The Red News do. Oh. And then we won a game of football. What was your best beer in Belgium?
Oh, what was that one that I showed you then before?
With the one with the monk on it.
Oh, I remember the monk on it.
Castel, 11%. That was one. Good.
That was 7%, was it?
That was only 7, that one.
Only. Yeah. I love going there, but I couldn't live there because I'd be like, yeah. You can't. How can anyone?
Stayed in Ghent.
You can have a few, but like consistently. Yeah, well, the locals are civilized, aren't they? They have two or three, but us, biggie bollocks. It tastes great. The quack. The quack is great.
Delirium, that was a good job. Laughs great, yeah.
It's all great. Yeah.
And what would Wazza say at this point? Stick to the Fosters.
Yeah. So why do you want to be drinking beer with 10%?
Stick to the Fosters. Right, cheers, Nick. Nick, what are you doing now?
I'm going to go home and cry.